Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. A new Cochrane review from February 2016, which was prepared as part of a programme of reviews funded by the National Institute for Health Research in England, investigates the evidence on enhanced recovery protocols for major upper gastrointestinal surgery. Karinchi Gurusamy from the Department of Surgery in UCL Medical School in London tells us what they found.
The enhanced recovery protocol of fast-track surgery or fast-track rehabilitation incorporates one or more of the following elements: patient education before surgery, pain relief during and after surgery, early mobilization after surgery, nutritional supplements, and oral or nasogastric feeding rather than parenteral nutrition. The intention is to decrease the stress that the patient is under from their surgery, with the aim of helping them to recover more quickly. This might then lead to earlier discharge from hospital and a faster return to normal activities. We have evaluated the benefits and harms of using some types of enhanced recovery protocol for people undergoing major upper gastrointestinal surgeries, including operations on the liver and pancreas, by considering the randomized trials reported up to March 2015, and we have found potentially quite important benefits. 10 studies met the inclusion criteria for our reviews, and just over 1,000 participants in 9 trials contributed to one or more outcomes for the review. The only health problem for most of the participants in the trials was the condition that meant they needed surgery. Our analysis showed that the people undergoing surgery using enhanced recovery protocols had fewer minor complications, were in hospital for an average of 2 days fewer, and incurred costs that we standardized to about $6,300 less than standard care. There was no evidence for a difference in short-term mortality, major complication rates, health-related quality of life, and hospital readmissions between enhanced recovery protocol and standard care. However, uncertainties remain because of the generally poor quality of the current evidence and because the trials done to date did not report all the clinically important endpoints. Therefore, high-quality randomized trials are still needed in this field, and these need to measure and report patient outcomes up to at least 1 year after the surgery.
If you would like to read more about the findings of the review and to await future updates should these new trials be done, you can find it in the Cochrane Library. Just go to cochranelibrary.com and search for Enhanced Recovery Protocols.